Senior European Union figures have threatened a strong response to the UK pressing ahead with a bill that would overturn the Northern Ireland Protocol. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz yesterday hinted at trade measures against the UK, while the EU's chief negotiator Maros Šefčovič said the European Commission could resume legal action against London. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Last night, one senior EU figure after another denounced the UK bill that would tear up the Northern Ireland Protocol. Olaf Scholz said the EU had its entire toolbox at its disposal. In other words, the EU could take retaliatory trade measures. Senior EU, Dutch and Austrian ministers all accused the UK of threatening to break international law. The European Commission waited until the bill was before the House of Commons before responding. Maros Šefčovič said the EU would not renegotiate the protocol. It's understood the European Commission could unfreeze legal action against the UK that was launched in March of last year, but then suspended in July to give time and space to the negotiations on implementing the protocol. That could happen as soon as tomorrow, and the Commission could add new infringement proceedings as well. This could end up with the UK being taken to the European Court of Justice, but Mr. Šefčovič also made it clear that trade measures were an option against the UK. The Commission will further outline its response tomorrow, while Mr. Šefčovič will today meet the UK contact group of MEPs in the European Parliament. While the EU was anticipating a bill that would disapply parts of the protocol, one diplomat said member states were stunned by the scope of the legislation. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, will bring a proposal to Cabinet this morning to include counties Clare and Limerick in the government's defective block redress scheme. It's expected ministers will also be updated on the cost of the scheme, which is expected to exceed the projected €2.2 billion price tag. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
MICA has the capacity to absorb water, cause concrete blocks to crumble and put entire homes at risk of collapse. It's estimated MICA affects more than 7,000 homes, many in Donegal and Mayo. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien is hoping that his cabinet colleagues will back his legislative plans to resolve this problem of redress, and the government can draw the line under what's been a long-running and bruising political saga. At its core, the legislation will encompass recommendations from the Society of Chartered Surveyors on the square foot cost of demolishing and rebuilding MICA-affected homes, and then a cap on any payout. Under the revised proposal, it's also expected that an estimated 600 homes in Clare and 700 homes in Limerick will also be able to apply. MICA Redress Campaign Group said last night that they wanted to see the detail of the legislation before commenting. While the scheme was provisionally projected to cost €2.2 billion, its expected ministers will be told today that the revised total is €2.7 billion, with the possibility, if not likelihood, that it could go higher.
More than 33,000 disclosures of domestic abuse were made to Women's Aid in 2021. In its annual report, Women's Aid said that while the number of people contacting the organisation fell slightly, the length of time spent on phone calls to the 24-hour helpline increased. Our reporter, Aisling Maloney.
Women's Aid, the national domestic violence organisation, says there were 26,906 contacts with its 24-hour free phone helpline, its instant messaging service and face-to-face services in 2021. While this was a decrease from over 29,000 contacts in 2020, it's still up 6,000 contacts from before the pandemic. The Women's Aid Annual Impact Report says that women in contact with the helpline were on the phone for longer and reported experiencing deeper levels of distress, fear and isolation. There was also an increase in disclosures to Women's Aid, with over 33,800 disclosures of domestic violence and coercive control in 2021. This includes disclosures of child abuse in the context of domestic violence. The organisation has said that systems responsible for protecting victims of domestic violence are under extreme pressure and that the government needs to act urgently to increase the safety of vulnerable women and children.
Formal public sector pay talks between the government and unions will resume today at the Workplace Relations Commission. The negotiations opened yesterday and were adjourned after 4 hours. The talks come after unions triggered a review clause within the existing public sector pay deal due to rising inflation. Under the current agreement, public sector workers received a 1% pay increase last year, with a further 1% due in October. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Mostly dry and cloudy early this morning. Many areas will stay dry for the day, with occasional bright or sunny periods. But it will stay quite cloudy in Connacht and Ulster, with light rain or drizzle at times. Highest temperatures 14 to 19 degrees.